The Damon Runyon Theater. Once again, the Damon Runyon Theater brings you another story by the master storyteller, Damon Runyon. And this one, Sense of Humor. And to tell it to you, there is Broadway.
Thanks. It is of an afternoon one day in September that I am sitting in Mindy's enjoying myself with some potato pancakes when I am joined by a citizen who is called Joe the Joker. Now, why he is called that is because he is very fond of jokes on somebody else. So when I see him, I push back my plate because Joe Joker is liable to sprinkle something in the food just for a laugh.
Don't worry, Broadway. I don't play any jokes on you.
No? You are sick or something?
Listen, in a minute you'll hear quite a loud yell which will come from that direction, right over there by the door.
What do you do, plant a mine there?
Hey, that is something I never think of. Broadway, that's a wonderful idea.
I open my big mouth.
I'll think of it later. Right now, keep your eye on Frankie Ferocious.
Well, Frankie? Goodbye, Joe. Anytime anybody plays jokes on Frankie, I leave.
Sit still, this is going to be good.
I hope you will have a nice funeral.
Look, it's going to happen. Boy, oh boy, this time I outdo myself.
You certainly do.
It worked. It worked. Boy, oh boy, what a hot wood he gets. I used 6 matches in his shoe.
Joe, I am leaving you. Frankie sees you and is coming over.
Ah, let him, let him. It's only a joke.
A joke like this can lead to lots of flowers.
Through his face.
Well, well, well. What a sense of humor you got, Joe.
Me? You talking to me, Frankie?
To you. It's all right, boys. I'll take care of this.
I think I will leave now. Anybody who is hungry can help himself to my potato pancakes. My appetite is very gone.
Take it easy, Broadway. I know you had nothing to do with this.
This? Broadway, what is he talking about?
I'm talking about you, big man. You give me a hot foot.
Me? Why, Frankie, never in my life do I stoop to such a crude prank. I am refined.
Sure. Okay, Joe, it is a big laugh. Ha ha.
You know, the trouble with some guys is they got no sense of humor.
Maybe you are right. But like I say, okay. But do not laugh too long or too loud.
With that, Frankie Ferocious leaps, and I do not like the look on his face. In fact, the two guys look at each other like they're going to start fireworks. Now, why this is and what happens later is quite a story. There is a big surprise at the end. And what it is, I will tell you in a minute.
Now, back to the Damon Runyon Theater and the famous story, Sense of Humor.
Well, so Frankie Ferocious gets the hot foot from Joe the Joker. Now, Ferocious is not Frankie's real handle, but everybody calls him that because it fits him. They tell me he is a big man in a Brooklyn syndicate with deals in various enterprises, most of them more than slightly illegal. Likewise, Joe the Joker has quite a few hands in similar occupations, only in Manhattan. And it is rumored hereabouts that sooner or later, Joe and Frankie will tangle. Now, it is some time later, and who do I run into at Mindy's but Rosa, Joe's ever-loving wife.
You see Joe, Broadway?
Not since the other day when he gives Frankie Ferocious the hat.
Great Joker, that boy. Great.
Yeah, he is. He has a fine sense of humor.
I'm laughing. Ha ha.
I take it you do not appreciate his jokes?
Oh, sure. And he's the biggest. Life is one big circus with that character around. One laugh after another. All on me.
Oh?
Chances are he's out someplace right now smearing Limburger cheese on steering wheels of cars. That always gets a laugh.
Yeah, it does. And here he comes now, Rosa.
I hardly wait.
He is laughing about something.
Always.
Well, here we are.
You're late.
I couldn't help it, baby. I have a few things to do. Broadway, old pal, how are you? Glad to see you. Shake, old man.
Huh?
Oh, we should shake hands with you. I don't see you around for a long time.
Well,
you're my pal. Great gimmick, great gimmick.
Now you get electric shock.
I should know better. I should know better.
Never a dull moment.
Well, that's life without gags.
Something you'll never have to worry about.
Now, what's the matter with you? You got a face like 9 days' rain.
I'm hysterically happy. You always give me a lift.
You got beast, huh?
None at all.
Broadway, I wish to ask you something.
I gotta go.
Stay. Look, right now I run into a little trouble. Financial, that is, so she takes it personally.
I suppose it's a great joke to tell everybody our troubles, huh?
Well, Broadway's a pal.
Look, Joe, if you do not mind, I would rather not get in between. I see many citizens get hurt just by standing in the wrong place at the right time.
Broadway, that makes very good sense.
Well, Frankie, my old pal Frankie Shay.
Huh?
No hard feelings about the other day.
Sure not. Okay, Shay. It's a great joke. You sure are a card, Joe. Must give you plenty of laughs, Rosa.
Yeah. I'm all choked up half the time.
I imagine.
You wish to see me about something, Frankie?
Matter of fact, I do. I come here to find you.
Oh? Well, go ahead.
Mind if I sit?
Not too long.
Not long at all.
Yeah, well, like I said before, I think I will be gone.
No, Broadway, stay. This is very interesting.
Not to me.
Stick around. You don't mind, do you, Frankie?
Not at all.
Okay, shoot. What's on your mind, Frankie?
Joe, you are a great guy, a great joker. But sometimes I do not laugh. And one of the times I do not laugh is when some of your boys take into their noggins to scratch around my territory.
Oh? You buy the United States, you own it?
I do business in certain parts of it. Namely, Brooklyn.
What you're saying is you do not wish infringement.
You are right.
You got a bigger sense of humor than me.
Much bigger.
Yeah.
So that is all I have to talk about. Now, Rosa, it is a long time since I see you.
A couple of years, I guess.
A couple of years. I do not see you since you sing at the hot bars.
Those were good old days.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I always liked you, Rosa.
Oh?
Sure. But in those days, I am little fish. Joe here, he is right on top. But things change. A lot.
Not too much, Frankie.
Yes, they do. You know, Rosie, if you were not married to Joe here, I could feel the way I do a couple of years ago.
So you're a great kidder, too.
On the level. Why, if anything ever happens to good old Joe here, consider me your friend in need.
Maybe I do.
Look, what is the idea, Frankie?
Why, Joe... Where is your sense of humor? You cannot take a joke?
It does not sound like a joke to me.
Think of it. Well, I gotta be going now. Maybe I will give you a ring on the phone sometime, Rosa. Just for old time's sake.
Okay, Francis. For old time's sake.
Sure. See all of you later.
Frankie's come up in the world.
A guy like that can take a quick dive, too.
From what I hear, he is very solid in Brooklyn.
So he wishes me to keep out of Brooklyn.
That's what the man said.
You know, I never think he has a sense of humor.
You think he is joking, Joe?
What else? Why, he even kids about Rosa here.
That's what I like about you, Joe. Life is just one big rib. I wonder what'll happen when you find out different.
I wonder if you'll be around to find out.
Well, during that little scene, I am more than somewhat uncomfortable. It is like trying out an electric chair for size to do the warden a favor. You can never tell when some joker will pull the switch. Furthermore, I know Frankie Ferocious is not joking, and I know Joe knows it. Also, the way Rosa looks at Frankie and the way he looks at her means that somebody is going to have trouble. Trouble does come in very large portions. It starts just a couple of days later. I am walking along when somebody grabs my arm and says...
Hello, Broadway.
Hey, Joe, what is the idea of grabbing me like that?
Well, I see you and think maybe I'll walk a piece with you.
Oh? Which way are you going?
Makes no difference.
Yeah, well, I have got to keep an appointment way over on the other side of town. And I am thinking of taking a cab.
Okay, so we'll take a cab.
Let us walk.
Sure. Yeah, I guess maybe you hear about one of my boys being found in a sack in Prospect Park.
No, I do not. What is he doing in a sack?
I do not think he crawls in of his own accord. Something tells me he is put there.
He is dead?
He is dead. It's a very expert job of sacking.
There are experts at that sort of work?
Oh, sure. It takes a great deal of skill. You see, when the guy is put in the sack, he is tied with a wire in back of his knees and around his neck.
Joe, if you do not mind, let us talk of tomorrow with Belmont or other subjects.
Now, when the guy wakes up from the tap on the noggin, he naturally stretches out his legs. This tightens the wire around his neck. And he's very shortly all out of breath.
Please, Joe, not just before I eat.
Oh, it's a very clean way, because who puts the finger on you for knocking over somebody? Nobody.
What? Putting a citizen in a sack so he dies is not an offense? Why, it is at least a misdemeanor.
Well, maybe. Anyway, it's the guy's own fault for stretching his legs. Always remember that.
Thank you. The next time I find myself in a sack, I will be very careful not to stretch my legs.
It's a good gag. In fact, it is so good that I think maybe it's Ropes McGonagall who pulls it.
Ropes McGonagall? This is a citizen I never hear of.
Yeah, he's a St. Louis boy. He is very expert at tying knots. You know, Broadway, I bet Frankie Ferocious brings in Rope just to do this job.
Frankie? You think Frankie has something to do with your boy who was in the sack?
Nobody else is mad at me and the boys. You know, Broadway, this can lead to some very funny doings, starting as of now.
And it does. 2 days later, one of Frankie's boys is found very deceased from machine gun sickness. Then one more of Joe's torpedoes ends up in a sack. Frankie and Joe trade punches like this until it seems that soon they will be all out of words. I do my best to stay on the outskirts of all this and succeed very well. Until one day I am in my hotel room when I hear a knock on the door. Okay, it is not locked.
Hello, Broadway.
But Joe.
You surprised?
Joe, are you alone? I mean, you are like smallpox. Please, go away.
Man, take it easy. Don't worry. I just came to tell you my troubles.
You have got plenty.
Yeah. You know, I never give Frankie much credit for having a sense of humor. But I got to admit now, he pulls a pretty good gang.
Like what?
It seems that Rosa leaves me.
Oh?
Yeah, she leaves a note for me. She wishes a divorce. Then I hear that Rosa and Frankie are seen together over in Brooklyn.
She goes to him?
She wishes to marry him as soon as I give her a divorce.
Well, okay. You will not be happy with her anymore. Look, Joe, why do you not forget the whole thing? Give her the divorce.
You mean, why do I not admit I'm all washed up?
I do not say that.
Well, everybody does. However, a guy with a sense of humor like mine is never washed up. There is always a laugh left someplace. Everybody laughs when a wonderful gag Frankie pulls on me. Taking my wife away from me.
Well, what will you do, Joe?
Do? I don't know yet, Broadway. And I'm never licked when it comes to a gag. I just have to think of one to play on Frankie and Rosa. I think it'll be the best one I ever pull.
I feel a little sorry for Joe the Joker. I know that behind the laughs he is a very sad citizen. But I wonder what he can do to a guy like Frankie. I find out. So does everybody else. And what it is, I will tell you in a minute.
And now back to the Damon Runyon Theater and the famous story, Sense of Humor.
Like I tell you, Joe the Joker tells me that his ever-loving wife, Rosa, leaves him. Citizens around the camp say she cannot stand any more laughs. Although, personally, I believe it is because Joe is no longer the big wheel he once is. And Rosa has very expensive taste. Everybody also says what a great gag is. Because he just laughs and says it is a great gag. Then I hear something else. that Joe's brother Freddie is also found in a sack. I wonder how Joe will take this. I find out one night, again in my hotel room when...
Hello, Broadway.
Joe, you are back here again?
We should talk to somebody. Everybody along the stem seems to think I get some kind of measles.
Well, I can understand that. What with people being found in sacks right and left.
Anybody who even talks to me is in trouble, huh?
Something like that, Joe.
You don't have to worry, Broadway. Everybody knows you're just a glisten. It's got nothing to do with the disagreement between Frankie and I.
Disagreement? It has got beyond that, Joe. I hear about Freddy.
Yeah. I guess Frankie figures I'll give up after this, huh?
Will you?
Will you?
Sooner or later, they'll get you.
You think so?
Huh. You're coming very close.
Sure, sure. Freddy's a good kid. I don't know he's going over to Brooklyn.
What? He goes to Brooklyn? Why, he knows that is Frankie's home ground.
Sure, sure, he knows that, but he goes for a special reason.
Like what?
Rosa.
Oh, what does she have to do with this?
Find out later that Freddy gets a call from Rosa. Come to Brooklyn. You see, Freddy knows how much I think of Rosa, and he thinks he'll be able to fix it up for us. In fact, I hear that's what Rosa makes him think. But when Freddy gets to Brooklyn, Rosa's not waiting for him. Some of Frankie's boys are.
Sure. You are telling me that Rosa sets Freddy up for Frankie Ferocious?
I never think she has that much sense of humor.
How funny can you get?
Very. Very funny. Broadway, do you ever know anybody to top me with a gang?
No, never. Everybody says you are number one in line of thinking up riffs and funny things.
Yeah. Figure I got a lot of thinking to do now. Why, I got my reputation to think of. What do people think when they hear that Joe the Joker lets somebody beat him to a punch?
Well, what are you going
to
do?
Remember I was telling you about a St. Louis boy by the name of Ropes McGonigal?
Yeah, I remember. He is the citizen who was doing all the business about the sacks for Frankie.
Well, I got in touch with some of the boys in St. Louis. I do them a lot of favors some years ago, and they remember. Also, they tell me Ropes McGonigal is ready to get in touch with me.
Why, he is working for Frankie.
Ah, that's right. He is working for Frankie. That is what's going to make my gag all the funnier. I tell you, Broadway, everybody will get a big laugh out of this. Everybody. Everybody but Frankie.
I do not know what Joe has in mind, but I wonder how he is going to get to Frankie Ferocious. By now, Joe has got no more boys. And it is very peculiar how many friends he loses also. But he still goes around playing jokes, like giving people exploding cigarettes or matches that go off like firecrackers when they are lit. Oh, he is very funny indeed. Then, just a few nights later, I get quite a surprise. I am home. In fact, I take to staying home quite a bit. I wish I do not, because on this night, somebody raps at my door. Who is it?
Telegram.
Huh? I do not know anybody at Western Union.
Telegram.
I... Okay, okay.
Thanks, Bob.
Look, you are not a messenger boy. In the first place, you have got no uniform. In the second place, you are too old, which I do not think I will ever get.
Take it easy. You're Broadway, huh?
I answer no questions.
That's good, but you are Broadway.
What do you want and who are you?
I'm Ropes McGonigal.
Ropes? Goodbye. You will find this room very nice. Use it in good health.
Sit down, Bob.
Oh, no, I cannot.
You ain't going to get hurt.
Short of being put in a sack, I guess I will continue living. But life in a sack can be very restricted.
Cool off, Broadway. Joe asked me to meet him here.
Here in my room? Why?
That's me.
For what? Empty sacks?
My, you're a nervous guy, ain't you?
No, not at all. The shaking is just caused by my lap and inside. I...
Okay. Okay, everybody, take it easy.
You're Joe, huh?
Joe, what is the idea of making my room a meeting place?
The only place I could think of that nobody would see me in Ropes.
Then you do not need me.
Oh, yes, yes, sure I do. I'm going to let you in on a good gag. Ropes.
Yeah?
I tell you on the phone what I want you to do?
Sure. All you leave out is where I got to pick you up in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn? You want going to Brooklyn?
Yeah. Yeah, to see Frankie Ferocious.
How can you see him when you are dead? Because that is what you will be the minute you get off the subway.
Ropes. Give me the layout. I wish to see if you got it straight.
Sure. I put you in a sack, deliver you to Frankie like he wants me to do, only...
Only what, Ropes?
Only you ain't tied up and you ain't conked on the head. You are ready, willing, and able.
Ah. This is the first time I ever see anybody laugh at his own funeral.
You don't understand, Broadway. This is a very funny gag. You see, Frankie is very careful. When Rope does a job for him, Frankie always checks.
Is that right, Rope?
Sure, he's a careful character. He don't believe nobody. He looks in the sack for himself.
Yeah, and when he opens the sack, I'm in. Up I come with a rod in both hands, and Frankie gets a very surprising surprise. And it'll be the first time anybody in a sack comes up blasting away.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I can't wait. I can hardly wait to see his face when he sees I'm still alive.
Good gag, eh, brother? Sure, why do you tell me? If anybody asks, I am a dead duck.
I don't know. Who asked you? What's the matter?
You don't appreciate being let in on a good joke? Where's your sense of humor?
In a sack, all tied up. Sure, when does all this happen?
Tonight.
Hey, Rome. Better get going.
Yeah, I better.
You're sure that Frankie expects you to deliver me?
Sure, I'm sure. He'll be waiting at the old joint near Prospect.
All alone?
All alone.
Fine. That's gone. Now move on.
Yeah. I will see you later.
You are crazy. What if something goes wrong?
My lord.
This master tonight, please do not come here anymore. Please leave me out of all jokes and ribs. Please.
Yes, after tonight, I'm going to leave town.
Joe, did you trust this guy, Rope McGonagall?
Trust him. If I do not, would I let him in on a very funny gang?
Suppose it does not turn out to be so funny for you.
It cannot miss. I never pull a gag to get me. God worry, Broadway, it's a sure fire. Yes, absolutely. Sure fire.
And Joe the Joker leaves, and I am very happy to see him go. I wait and I wait. Then it comes up about 3 a.m. By this time, I figure that something goes wrong, because Joe should be back by this time. I go into Mindy's and sit down for some coffee. And I'm no more than just tasting it when...
Hello there, Bronco.
Joe!
Yeah, me. Hey, you act very fine.
To tell the truth, I never expect to see you alive.
Tell the truth, it's only because of you that I am alive.
Me? But Joe, I...
You're a very smart citizen, Bodley. I take your advice.
Advice? Look, Joe, I never give anybody advice.
Oh, yes, you do. Look, Bodley, tonight I pull the funniest gag I ever work on anybody. In fact, it's the work of a genius. There's only one little flaw in
it.
What? I have to let the cops in on it. In fact, I am on my way to see them when I look in and see you here. So, I just stopped to tell you about it.
The cops? What for?
Why, there's a murder rap over in Brooklyn and I have to give myself up. Although, I do not think they can hold me. But we will see.
So, will you please tell me what happened?
Sure. I will tell you because you saved my life.
And Joe the Joker tells me a very odd story indeed. In fact, it is so odd that at first I do not believe it. But later, by reading the papers and getting a word here and there, I find out it is true. And what the payoff is, I will tell you in a minute. I say, I am very surprised to see Joe the Joker still alive. I am even more surprised when he says that I saved his life by some adventure. I do not remember anything out of him, so it is with great interest indeed that I listen to him say,
"Sure, I followed your advice, Broadway. And here I am, alive and kicking."
Joe, will you please tell me what happened?
Sure. Well, you asked me if I shot Rope McGonagall, remember?
I remember.
All right. When you say that, it puts a bug in my ear, and I wonder, should I trust him? So I delivered a Brooklyn a couple of hours earlier. The old junk in the town.
Well, Frankie, you're supposed to be waiting for
me. And it's
that. That is right. Okay, so you get there.
I hide in the closet. And pretty soon in comes Brooks, McGonagall, and Frankie. They start talking, but I'm not able to hear what they are saying. However, I do not like the way they are having their heads real close together. So when they leave, I leave
them. You come back over here without playing the gag you tell me about.
Last, Broadway. You ever know me to pull up short on a rib?
Well, okay, so then what?
I am coming to that. I think to myself, What if Rope steps Frankie off?
That you will be in the sack.
Sure. Now, in that case, Frankie will take no chances on opening the sack because, naturally, he does not wish to be blasted.
There's a certain amount of good sense in that.
Well, certainly there is.
Now, I figure this way. If Ropes does not tip Frankie, Frankie will open the sack. But if Ropes does give away the gag, then Frankie will not wait to open the sack, but may fire a few shots through it.
Without waiting to see who is in it.
Sure, sure, sure. Okay. Now, in that way, I would not be able to enjoy the joke.
Or anything else.
Sure. So what do? I will tell you. I tap Ropes McGonagall on the head when I meet him.
Wait a minute. You put Ropes in the sack he has got for you.
Why don't you get ahead of my story?
I wish to know the end. Tell me.
So, look. I take the sack and I deliver it to the old joint near Prospect. I put it in the middle of the room, then I hide in the closet again. I don't wait for long before I hear.
Maybe it is because their sense of humor is all gone, huh? Okay. Now I will let you out. Come on, Joe. The bag is open. Come on out.
So that's what happens in the old joint, all right.
I wish you could see the look on Frankie's face when he opened the sack, and it serves him right. Serves him right for trying to play such a joke on me.
And I guess you figure it also serves Rope McGonagall right for double crossing you.
Rope? Who said anything about Rope?
When Frankie opens the sack, he sees Rope.
So ends the famous Damon Runyon story, Sense of Humor. Listen in again next week for the Damon Runyon Theater. The Damon Runyon Theater with John Brown as Broadway is directed by Richard Stanville, and the story is adapted for radio by Russell Hughes. Vern Carstensen is in charge of production. This is a Mayfair production.